Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. You've reached Aurora Dental Clinic. How may I assist you?
Hello, this is Esther Kim. I called a few days ago to book an appointment for January 9th, but I just got a message saying the appointment is on January 11th. I want to make sure I have the right date.
We do have you booked for January 9th. We launched our text alert system last week, but it has a few system errors. Sorry for the confusion.
No problem. I'll see you on January 9th then.
Number 32. What kind of business is the woman calling? Number 33. What is the purpose of the woman's call? Number 34. What did the business do last week? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hello, Miss Elder. This is Mario Cruz from Hill Havens. I met you when you test drove one of our new Krause 20 vehicles last week, and I was wondering if you were still interested in buying one.
Well, I'm not sure yet. I know that that vehicle has excellent safety ratings and gets good gas mileage. However, the size of the trunk was about half what I was expecting. It wouldn't be good for hauling a lot of things.
Well, that manufacturer makes a slightly larger model. I'll mail a catalog to the address you gave me so that you can check out the details. And please feel free to stop by again. Number 35. Who most likely is the man? Number 36. According to the woman, what is the problem? Number 37. What does the man say he will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, James. Are you free to work on February 5th? There's a fundraiser for Livonia Consulting, and we could use your help.
Sure. Do you need extra people to serve the food?
Actually, I'd like you to help out before the party begins. You recently took a training course on decorating for large-scale events, right?
That's right. I'd love the opportunity to practice what I learned.
Wonderful. Here's Livonia Consulting's number so you can find out what colors or styles they have in mind.
Number 38. What is scheduled for February 5th? Number 39. What has the man been trained to do? Number 40. What will the man probably do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Charlie, I'll be out of the office after lunch. I'm going to the manufacturing conference at Ashmore Plaza.
Oh, that's right. You're giving a presentation there. You must be feeling anxious about it.
Well, I did it last year.
Oh, that's good. I hope you generate a lot of interest in our business.
Me too. My goal is to get contact details from at least 30 new clients. I'll email you to let you know whether or not I achieve that.
Number 41. Why will the woman be unavailable this afternoon? Number 42. What does the woman mean when she says,
I did it last year.
Number 43. Why will the woman email the man? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Trent, we're expecting a lot of visitors at the reserve today. It's the launch of our new smartphone app that shows all of our hiking trails.
I completely forgot about that. I was on vacation all last week, so I don't know much about it.
Well, some of the visitors might ask for your help in using the app, so you need to be familiar with the setup process. It's posted in the employee lounge.
All right, I'll look that over now so I know what to do. Number 44. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 45. What did the man do last week? Number 46. What does the man plan to do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation. Carolyn, we've just received approval for the new guest room management software for our resort. We're supposed to install it onto all computers in each department by the end of the day.
That doesn't give us much time to complete the work.
I know what you mean. Maybe we can have our employees do some of the preparations themselves.
How about releasing a memo about it? Then people can make sure their current work is backed up in advance, which will make the process go more quickly.
Number 47. What kind of business do the speakers work for? Number 48. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 49. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thank you for visiting Farland Travel.
Hello, we'd like to book a flight and hotel package for a business trip to Hong Kong. I didn't expect your business to be so busy.
Oh, that's because a representative from Biscone Luggage will demonstrate their new line of bags in about 15 minutes, and there's a prize drawing at the end.
Oh, I've heard great things about their bags.
Me too. Let's stick around.
All right, but we're supposed to have the department review meeting with Adam today.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind pushing it back an hour. Let's give him a call.
Number 50. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 51. What will happen in 15 minutes? Number 52. Why do the women plan to call a coworker? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I've been sent over by Pittsburgh Repairs. I'm sorry I'm a bit late. I wrote down the wrong address, so I couldn't find your building.
That's fine. I called you because the window in our employee lounge is stuck open. The weather is really cold today, so we want to resolve this issue as soon as possible.
All right. I'll take a look at it. Are there any activities scheduled to take place in that room?
I'm planning to give a tour of our building to our new employees at 11 o'clock, but I can just skip that room if you're still working.
Number 53. What problem does the man mention? Number 54. Why did the woman contact the man? Number 55. What does the woman plan to do at 11 o'clock? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Ms. Jones, there's a man on the phone with an inquiry about a new project for his pharmacy. Press 8 to pick up the call.
Hello, this is Elaine Jones from Freshway Reproductions. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm a pharmacist at a business downtown, and I'd like to order some banners to promote a new service.
We can definitely print those, and the completed project would be back to you within 2 business days.
Great. How much do you charge?
It depends on the size and the number of colors in your design. If you give me that information now, I can email you a quote for the price by 2 o'clock.
Okay. Number 56. Where does the man work? Number 57. What does the man want the woman's business to do? Number 58. What will Ms. Jones do later today? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Stephen, one of our law firm's clients gave us some baseball tickets as a thank you. Some of the staff members are going to the game at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Would you like to come along?
I'm coming to the office on Saturday.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you have an urgent project to finish up?
Yes, a licensing contract for a major client. One of my team members was away on leave this week, so we're behind schedule.
Number 59. Where do the speakers work? Number 60. Why does the man say?
I'm coming to the office on Saturday.
Number 61. What caused the man to be busier than usual? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Hi, Brett. It's Megan. I'm afraid I'm going to get back from my meeting later than expected. I just missed the 1:25 train, and the next one isn't for another hour.
That could be a problem. At 3 o'clock, you're supposed to show the new lab technicians how to use the scanning probe microscope.
Oh, I had forgotten about that. Could they cover something else first?
Simon could probably give his talk first. That would give you enough time to get back. I could ask him now.
Thanks. Let me know what he says.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. Where is the woman trying to go? Number 63. What does the man remind the woman about? Number 64. What does the man offer to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Good morning. I would like to have this item cleaned and polished. The charge would be £7, right?
Yes, that's right. Is this item insured?
Not yet. I was thinking about insuring it, but I don't know its exact value since it was a gift.
Well, you're in luck. We're running a special promotion this week. You can get your jewellery professionally appraised for just £40.
Oh, that's a good deal. I'll get that service as well. When can I pick up my item?
You can come back Thursday afternoon, but remember that you'll need to show your receipt, otherwise we won't be able to release the item.
Number 65. Look at the graphic. What item did the woman bring to the shop? Number 66. Why will the woman pay an extra fee? Number 67. What is the woman reminded to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and flowchart.
Matthew, since we're updating the look of our user guides for equipment, I've checked out some design companies.
Great. We want the guides to be helpful as well as visually appealing. What did you find?
Well, there's a local company called Volex Designs that has reasonable prices. Here's an outline of their process.
Well, I don't want to commit to anything until we see their work.
Don't worry. We don't have to sign the contract until they show us their first samples.
In that case, go ahead and set it up. I'd like this work to be done before I take a summer vacation next month.
Number 68. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 69. Look at the graphic. When should a contract be signed? Number 70. What does the man plan to do next month?